Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, Lana and I took our son Barrett, who's now 13, going into the 8th grade to do some school shopping, back to school shopping at Assembly, doing all the outlets. And Barrett's trying on a pair of shoes with Lana, and there are these two women right there looking at some stuff for the kids, and they're obviously teachers. And I hear them having the conversation about buying the school supplies and how expensive everything is
I was at Target yesterday. It was, yes, everybody purchasing, buying, trying to figure out what they can afford, what they can't.
Right.
Yes.
And so if you don't know, a lot of teachers have to spend their own money because, you know, the budgets for school districts are reducing drastically. But they still need these things in the classroom to help these kids be successful. So we started Clear the List. This is our third year, I think, for Clear the List. So we featured teachers, and then we put their lists up on the website. Go to mix1041.com. They are all listed every time we have them on the air. They are up there. Or if you just want to go in and look up, like, Worcester. And then there's a couple of teachers that teach in Worcester, and you can help by the area that you live in. Kennedy, say good morning to Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, good morning.
Sabrina is a therapeutic learning teacher at a public school in Clinton. Explain what that is and then explain the kind of things that you need in your classroom.
So I work with the students within our school district who have experienced trauma and have difficulty regulating behavior and emotions throughout their school day to access learning. So I help a specific group of students within across the school through multiple grades to access learning and be able to learn throughout their school experience so that they can regulate their emotions, they can learn how to handle their behaviors and know their feelings and be successful within their school day and be safe.
I think we could all use a little bit of that, quite honestly. Regulating emotions.
Yes.
What sort of items are on your list that are specific to how you're teaching?
So the items on my list are all to promote a calming environment within our classroom. So they have to do with regulating emotions and feelings. They're all kind of calming tone items. And then as well as snacks, because we all know that when we're hungry, we can't really do much and we can't access things. So the students that are hungry have a really hard time learning.
Yeah, I'm looking at your list right now. There are things on there, like she's talking about, like headphones to help with that. But also like Ritz crackers and organic snacks.
Hey, man, if you're hungry, you're hangry. You can't.
Yes, absolutely.
Give yourself a little bit of protein, a little carb boost. You're good to go.
Yes.
Sabrina, how valuable is it for these kids to have this resource that I definitely didn't have in school when they need
this This is an invaluable resource. So the students within our school benefit from this tremendously. The growth from the time that a student arrives at school to the time that they leave our school is the growth that I see them make over, you know, the 4 to 5 years that I have them is incredible, as well as the partnership with their families. It's remarkable.
Okay, so we have already posted Sabrina's Clear the List Amazon wish list. If you go to mix1041.com, you'll see Carson and Kennedy Clear the List. Sabrina, thank you for coming on the show morning.
Thank you so
much. Hopefully we can clear some items off your list, okay?
Thank you.
What's interesting, though, is, listen, we've had teachers on this show who have been teaching for 20 and 30 years, and then sometimes we have a teacher like Maddie. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
Maddie is about to start her first year of teaching in Lawrence, Mass. For first grade.
Yeah.
How are you feeling getting ready to go into the classroom?
I'm super nervous because all I've been doing is student teaching through my colleges, but I'm also really excited to meet the kids and kind of get to know how things work as a teacher.
So that means you have absolutely nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not one thing. Like four pencils that the school gave you, and that's it.
Yeah, I walked into my classroom, and I was like, I have one rug that someone gave me for free. And that's it.
And that's it. Y'all, this will not stand.
So what kind of things do you need?
Everything. Yes, Dan.
Yeah, I'm looking at...
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, I'm looking at everything. I mean, the tiles, stools, you know, the organizers that go on the back of doors, you know, with the little...
She literally said her classroom has a rug.
Right.
That's
Sharpies, a
some
desk, pens,
left over
highlighters.
From last year.
I mean, Expo markers. I'm looking at all. This is a really long list. Oh, my God.
It takes a lot of teachers years to cultivate their classroom 100%. The way they want.
100%. And because you're so wealthy coming out of college, you 100%. Have all the disposable income.
You have no debt. It's right. Fine. Everything's
no
fine.
No loans at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're so excited for you. I saw your story, and I was have to talk to you. I just think, you know, it's wonderful that you're going into this very noble field, and we wish you all the best in your first year.
Thank you. All right.
Talk to you soon, Maddie. Okay, so there you just heard from Maddie, who's a first-year teacher going into first grade. Come on, you remember first grade, what it was like. All the amazing supplies on the first day of school.
Everything smelled freshy.
Right, and Maddie's got to buy all of them. And then think about Sabrina, and she's teaching these kids as a therapeutic learning teacher, and all of those special supplies.
Yep.
Like I never in a million years would think about having to buy headphones for kids.
For sensory overload.
For sensory overload, right.
I carry them with me everywhere I go.
I know you do, but
no,
I just
no,
something
I mean, just say, like,
that a teacher would have to buy them.
Until it affects you. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I love that they're... So many of the stories we're seeing are like this. These things that we never had when we were young or thought were necessary. It's wonderful.
So if you go to mix1041.com, again, click on Carson Kennedy's Clear the List. You will see Sabrina there. She is listed under Clinton. And then you will see Maddie there. She is listed under Lawrence. Or if you want to find a teacher that's, you know, in your neighborhood, in your town, in your city, they're all listed there. And listen, if you're a teacher, you're looking for a little bit of help for Clear the List, drop us an email. It's morningshow@mix1041.com. That's morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.